Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now I'm just got back from baby. We've been rolling all night long.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Marcia Egan is our guest, our good friend, founder and CEO of the Egan Group. Marcia, I need your website, please.
MarciaEgan.com, MarciaEgan.com.
Egan, E-G-A-N, so check that out. You can find your book there, Inbox Detox, right?
Oh, yeah, you can find lots of great stuff.
Articles, lots of articles, like the one we're working off of right now. Five things to stop doing to be more productive. We talked about your circadian rhythms, knowing when you're most productive. Also, your people, knowing when your people are most productive. Also, stop multitasking, or at least stop lying to yourself about multitasking. And my big deal was make sure you're not describing crisis management. So this electronica thing, I believe that. Well, let me say this. The government has confirmed that productivity is down in the United States of America. Now, I think part of the reason is because the policy is coming out of Washington. But I believe also part of it is all this electronic stuff that's supposed to make us so productive is also becoming a distraction. What do you think?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And I do a lot of work on just email productivity, but email and all the other electronica are actually ruling our lives. When those text messages ding and when your computer flashes, people have become slaves to that ding and that flash, and they interrupt themselves.
I turned my ding off in 1998. I'm serious.
I say to people, turn the dang ding off.
Yep.
Because every time you're interrupted, it squeaks out about 2 to 4 minutes of your productivity,
And
you don't realize it. So turning off the electronic, when you need to get good work done, and, I mean, you should be doing this every day, you should just turn the electronica off and work. And
well, see,
there's so much of what
most people do, not just people like you and me who are writers, but people who have regular businesses. A lot of what you do is mental processing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're interrupted, that creative process is disrupted, maybe irretrievably.
Well, exactly. And how many emails do you get a day? 80 to 180. That's the average. So you can be...
How many of those are spam?
Well, I wasn't even talking about spam. It's probably more. But when it comes in, it's like, oh, what newfound treasure has just embraced my inbox?
Who's writing me a letter of adoration, right?
Exactly. And then it's, what was the feedback on your last Amazon purchase?
Right.
And it's like, I don't need that.
No, exactly.
Or worse.
Oh, we missed you. You came to our website and we missed you. Don't you want to come back? I hate those. Anyway, so folks, just be careful that all this technology, which I make a living with technology, no question about it. We got to make sure that we use it as a tool and we don't become a slave to it. Let's move over and talk about outsourcing. This is one of your best suggestions.
We got to start thinking
about core competencies, don't we?
Exactly. And, I mean, unless you are a business that's you and only you, start outsourcing, whether it's getting a graphic designer to do your business cards or anything, outsource and delegate. Because as a business owner, as a very successful leader of an organization, you need to save your time for the really important stuff, the visioning stuff, the stuff that where you're the only one, allegedly, who's looking out for the whole health of the organization. So you've got to make space to work on the business and not in it. And so many people just spend time on the little things. It is such a productivity killer, and to the degree that you can delegate to anyone and that might be hiring someone or delegating to someone who works with or for you. Do it more rather than less.
You've got to fire yourself from jobs that you don't have to do as the CEO of your company and promote yourself to jobs that only you can do.
Exactly.
And that could be, as you said, that could be delegating, or it could be outsourcing to a contractor, right?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What about this last thing? This is going to be the hard one for me. Tell the audience what it is.
Stop trying to be perfect, Jim.
I'm not trying to be perfect. I am perfect.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You and I are the only two in the world.
I gave up being trying.
Oh boy.
No, this is one of my audience knows at the end of my hour, several times a week, I have this little saying that I came up with years ago, and that is stop being trying to be perfect and seek excellence, not perfection.
And that's what we talk about. Excellence, strive for excellence. Once you strive for perfection, once it's 98% right, go for it. Once it's 95% right, go for it. One of my expressions that I love is, done is better than perfect.
Well, yeah, and today maybe 85% is enough to pull the trigger just to find out what doesn't work so you can move on.
That's exactly right. I just redid my whole website, and we released it, and it was probably 60% done.
Yeah.
And we just did it, and we did find out the kinks. No harm to the business.
Yep.
And so
you gotta know when to pull the trigger, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Paralysis of analysis will keep you from moving forward.
Marcia, I need your website one more time, please.
MarciaEgan.com, MarciaEgan.
And don't forget our outstanding book, folks, Inbox Detox. Marcia, good job today. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.